inspiration for the film really came from a dive newsletter. Laura and I have been scuba divers for over 10 years and got all the magazines and newsletters. And we read a story about a couple that went on vacation and they boarded a dive boat. And there's about 20, 25 other divers in the boat. And due to a mistake in the head count and some confusion that took place in the boat, the couple was accidentally left behind in the middle of the ocean. And, you know, we had a very, you know, strong emotional response to this story.
We had different versions of coming to this film. I actually heard about the premise of the film from a friend of mine who was auditioning for it, and I called Chris myself to ask if I could audition for it, because the prospect of diving with sharks and getting scuba certified and playing a role in a film with one other person was an enticement for me.
And I just auditioned for it through my agency, like any old film, and then I heard about the premise. I was like, oh, my God. But I just loved Chris and Laura. They seemed like such an interesting couple, and the part was fantastic, and I thought it would be a real adventure. So I was terrified, absolutely terrified. I was in tears half the time. I knew we were completely safe. I mean, as safe as you can be in the water with 50 wild animals. But still, it's like you can know that you're safe and that you're taking all the precautions in the world. But emotionally, you know, you're still in the water with big man-eating sharks. So
there was no point where you just decided, right, I've had enough of this, I'm not doing this.
Well, several points. I was actually fascinated by it, but we had several points where we were like, okay. Blanchard said, I'm done.
Yeah. Chris would always get me to stay in the water because he'd just tell me he hadn't gotten my close-ups yet. I'd be like, I can't take it anymore. I'm terrified. I have to get out. It's too much. And then he'd be like, okay, well, I'll just use Daniel's close-up in that shot. And I'd be like, you don't have my close-up? I'm like, oh, okay. Let's stay in.
Well, that's yet to be seen.
Like,
so,
oh, yeah. I didn't realize that was a translator.
Exactly. It's the first time I've heard that.
Good to know. What can I say? I mean, it's just we get such a kick out of it. It was that we were four people that made this movie together, and to have even the fact that anyone's seen it is so funny to us, and the fact that people are responding well to it and enjoying it, and kind of understanding what we were trying to do is so wonderful.
It changes things. I mean, I got recognized for one of the first times washing my car. I was sweaty. I'd come from the gym, and somebody said, aren't you the guy from Open Water?
But see, that's the thing.
Bad is when
that's
people
recognize. That's the only time anyone recognizes me was when I'm jogging at the reservoir.
Exactly.
I'm all sweaty.
You have to be all gross looking.
Yeah, I go out in the morning to get the paper and everything. When I'm all cute, nobody has any idea who I am.
I think the opportunity was amazing. The best thing for me was the fact that we developed this sort of familial relationship with the four of us. I couldn't have asked to have my first film be under better circumstances with our filmmakers. Chris and Laura were amazing, and Blanchard and I had been friends before we shot the film together. So there wasn't an easier aspect of filmmaking as far as I was concerned. It was grueling physically, but we had a great time, I think.
And for me, I think shooting on video was just an amazing experience. I mean, people say, okay, it's not quite as good looking as film, and maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But for an actor to be able to take, you know, do as many takes as you want, and you don't spend an hour and a half waiting for the room to be turned around to move the lights to the other side, and all the fussiness that comes with a huge film crew, just to have the freedom to shoot. We would get in the water and just work, just do our work until the sun went down. And there was so little... some few technical problems to worry about. I just loved working that way.
No hindrances in that respect.
I just loved it. Well, that's an interesting one.
Harrowing.
I would say touching.
Relationships. Is that three?
How are we in touching relationships?
Yeah. Sounds like a good one, doesn't it?